Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday afternoon, playing a little Bill Withers here for a reason. My friend Gary Stromberg, who is out in L.A., is going to join us at 5:30 to talk about a new podcast that he's doing about the Rumble in the Jungle and the music that was put together for the Rumble in the Jungle in 1974. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, and Bill Withers. And Gary put all this together with a bunch of other people. Bill Withers was at the concert in Zaire. And it's weird, and I don't know all the details here, but the concert was a few weeks before the fight. It wasn't supposed to be that way. But, Fred, I don't know if you remember, when Gary's on the show, and he was on because he did, his firm represented the Rolling Stones, and he was out on the road with the Stones in that epic 1972 tour. But I always have Gary tell this story of the Rumble in the Jungle because he shared it with me when we met in person, you know, 20 years ago in L.A. We went to Santa Anita. We had a couple of things in common, Gary and I. Sobriety and the horses. And so he had written a book about sobriety. I had him on KMOX. And then... is that not working, Fred?
I don't know.
It's working to me. I don't know what you're hearing there. Anyway, he's told this story about James Brown pulling a knife on this plane when they're about to take off from Africa, and it's really crazy. So they put a podcast together about all of this that just started, and Gary's going to join us in the next hour. Michelle Tafoya as well at 5:07. We'll talk a little politics with her. Of course, she covered the NBA, NFL, the Olympics, all kinds of sports as well. She's up in Minnesota, so she will join us. We're going to get with Paul Hall here in a few minutes on entertainment, and Mr. Cusimano as well.
Mark, you need to ask Gary Stromberg about the upcoming Tyson fight.
We're going to talk about that in Sue's news. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, look, there's such a weird disconnect between like real boxing when boxing was real popular.
See, that's just it. Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
And I don't know enough about what's going on tonight. I really don't. All I know is that whatever happened last night with Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul, that certainly was a clickbait type of moment to get attention. So we'll let Sue fill us in on all of this here as we move along with Sue's news.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
It is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Okay.
All right. I got no problem with that. Fred, is your refrigerator clean?
Oh, ours is fine. It's the work one that always worries me.
Yeah, but I saw an email about that. I think they were going to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, they were. You know, they have
to send
out
the refrigerator?
Send that out, Jane, so anybody with stuff that's been in there for 10 weeks that they still think is precious can run and get it.
It's really quite something. The refrigerator workplace. I wouldn't dare put anything in that thing.
I mean,
but
there's
what's
nothing
interesting,
grosser.
There's a couple of different concepts that happen. There's people that put stuff in there and then they forget it. And then these are my favorite. The people that go and they open it up, usually it's on a weekend, and it's not their stuff, but they'll take it and they'll eat it and
that's so
all of that. I don't know who those people are, but they've been around for a long
time. They're gross.
Yes.
Well, they are kind of gross. Okay, this has a little music because 44 years ago today, in 1980, Kenny Rogers had his number one hit.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Yeah, that was a big song.
Come on. It's beautiful. Kenny Rogers. Come on. I love Kenny Rogers.
Pre-plastic surgery.
That's right.
Ooh, yeah. Post-plastic surgery.
Well,
not
good.
Not so good, right?
Now, this song was actually written by not Kenny Rogers. Do you know who it is? Anyone? Jane might.
Is it Dolly?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's right.
Lionel Richie sounds like a Lionel Richie song.
It does, doesn't it?
So,
it was a Lionel Richie song. That's the thing. Yeah.
And that was 44 years ago today.
Wow.
We should have known that. That's a massive fail on my part for not knowing
me
that
too.
One.
Me too.
Darn it.
It's all right. And this is for Fred, because 22 years ago today, in 2002, the second Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, was released. And you guys were just watching all of them again.
Yeah,
we did.
I enjoyed every one of them.
Yeah.
Better earlier.
Yeah.
I didn't like kids to see them grow up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works.
And getting together was all a little weird. Yeah.
I just can't believe it was 22 years ago.
I liked quite a few of those movies. I have my favorites, but I have never gone back and watched them. And we don't want to watch them with Alexa until she reads the books.
That's a good thing to do.
Exactly.
The books, I mean, yeah.
The books are outstanding.
They are, I read them.
Let me ask a question about that. I hope that I'm wrong about this, but you know, that wasn't too long ago, right? What was 20, 25 years ago? And there were not only kids, but families, adults, lining up at bookstores.
One of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But
the first day.
Are people still doing that? I know that we're getting things digital, but are there books, excitement created to the point where a big portion of the culture says, I have to read that book?
Especially long, thick books.
Yeah.
Because those were weighty books.
Well, and you can get them on a Kindle or on your phone, so you don't have to wait in line anymore.
No, I get that, Jane, but I guess my point is broader than that. Are there people, is there that much demand to say, I can't wait for this book to come out? Because I haven't heard that in a long time.
Even at the time, it was a big deal, because it was appealing that people were lining up for a book. And it was many books in the whole series, and it all had the same effect. That's how good they are.
Yeah. And adults and kids.
Exactly.
I mean, could relate.
And that was before J.K. Rowling was a complete misogynist, bigot.
Yeah, even though she didn't
xenophobe,
change it all.
All those names,
just the world did.
And
yeah.
I think she's doing just fine.
Yeah. All right, is anybody watching the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight tonight?
Ugh, I hear I am.
I don't know, because I'm going to deer camp in Howard County, and I don't know if the Netflix is on the TV at the cabin.
Oh, all right,
might depend on that.
On your phone.
No.
Your phone.
Yeah, you can watch it on
your phone. I don't get good cell service there, so I won't be able to watch it on my phone.
All right. Well, it's going to be on Netflix at 7, and it's free to Netflix users.
I was just
going to
say, it's free. That's probably the only reason it'll be on in my house.
Word of caution on the Netflix at 7 thing. Usually, and I'm not saying this is the way, but usually with fights, if you buy a pay-per-view, it starts at 7. The real fight, because there's a lot of...
It's like
11 o'clock.
So we should wait.
There are 4 fights before the real one.
Thank you for telling me that, so I can just go to bed.
And I don't know how long they're going to do it, because the Tyson fight is shorter rounds and fewer... the man is 58 years old.
Jake Paul's 27. And it shouldn't be that close, should it?
He's my age.
Yeah? He's out there fighting.
You know what, Jane? By 2 weeks, okay? I see what you did there. By two weeks.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what?
Someone is aging up in 2 weeks.
Me. Uh-huh. You're older than me.
She's stating a fact.
Yeah, I know.
Tyson apparently getting $20 million for this. Paul will get $40 million. And the question is it real? I don't know. I mean, you're right, Mark. The setup with the slap yesterday looked like
that was
totally
to get attention.
Like,
of course they're going to do that.
Is this real or not?
This could be WWE-like.
I guess so.
It could be.
I'm
here for it. Look, I mean, everybody's rooting for Tyson. So this guy should get paid a lot of money for having to, subjugate himself to this.
Will
disaster.
There be an ear that is severed tonight? That's one of the questions that I'd like to know.
Oh, a biting?
Did you see that yesterday? They sent out Paul had like a diamond encrusted ear protector to make it
funny. Okay, that is funny. Yeah. That is funny.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
So that'll be all over the news tomorrow, whatever happens. All right, I love this. A company in the UK has created an AI grandmother bot just to talk to phone scammers and waste their time. So the bot is named Daisy, and if scammers ask for personal details, they just kick in and she'll fake them, keep them talking. It isn't something you can buy yet. The company that created it is a mobile phone operator, and they put numbers leading to Daisy on a lot of lists that scammers use. So that hopefully the idea takes off and it comes to America. So they'll just call these bots.
That's beautiful.
And you'll get the grandma bot who'll say, yes, my name is Daisy, and just keeps them on for hours.
Some of these bots, because here I experienced something, and I think a lot of people do. So this morning I was actually on the phone with a customer service call with AT&T, and I had a number, and they're real devious because this was a local number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it rang through, and I said decline, went to voicemail. They called like 4 times. This was nobody that I knew. This was an automatic thing that kept trying to call back.
Terrible.
Like 4 or 5 times. Finally, after 5 times, declined. declining. The number did not call me back. But there should be, shouldn't there be a way to make sure that, that does not happen? I mean, I'd have to know the number and then I could maybe block it. But again, they're pretty tricky. They come up with these new numbers.
Yeah, they are tricky. And the people are just trying to keep up to kind of, you know, grandma bots. What else can you do to just keep them on the line and try to drive them nuts? All right, the Uber Eats delivery service released its annual cravings report, which includes a list of the most unique food combos people ordered this year.
Okay.
And here is some of the top of the list. Number one, scallops and boiled eggs. What?
Like, wait a minute. Okay, wait.
Now, so, I like each one separately, but this is what they ordered to be delivered at the same time.
Okay, so that's what I was asking. Like, is there one restaurant that makes a dish like this, or they just order them together?
They were just ordered in the same order. Number two, fajitas and French onion soup.
That's not totally crazy.
No. Try this one. Fish sticks and green tea. Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
No. I got over fish sticks after being a child and being fed fish sticks way too much in my life.
Sadly, after that.
Is it really fish?
Some of them are better than others.
Some of them are. Okay.
Yes. Pepperoni pizza and anchovies. Now, that one doesn't seem that weird, assuming you're that person that wants that on there. The 10 most popular special requests on Uber Eats and on pizza, apparently. No onion, no tomato, extra sauce, spicy. I didn't know you could get spicy. Does that mean they just give you the
Well, on Domino's peppers? You can.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well done. No cheese, fries, vegetables, no ice, and no mushrooms. And the 10 most ordered
items.
Did
you say no ice?
That's for drinks.
You know what? Actually, I do that because if it comes in the styrofoam cup, it's cold.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And
I
the
get
ice
it.
Just waters it down.
Yeah, it's true. Huh. And the 10 most ordered items overall are burrito bowls. I'm kind of heartened by that. Fries, chicken nuggets. Fries are terrible when delivered.
Yes.
But okay.
Yeah. The only thing you can do, you could use the oven. You can pop them in the oven and then they don't get as soggy. Yeah, but it's got to be quick. There's a process.
There is. I'll have you write it down for me. Chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, boneless wings, pepperoni, pizza, and fried rice. So that's what people are ordering. That is a little bit different than last year. Last year, I remember definitely more pizza and a lot more chicken. All right.
Interesting.
Four people, this is a weird story. Four people in L.A. are facing insurance fraud charges after claiming a bear got into their 2010 Rolls Royce and destroyed it. Now, we're thinking that they probably got that idea from YouTube, and then they claimed it as an insurance claim in January during a trip elsewhere, and they had security footage to back it up. But the footage is what did them in, because if you watch this, even from a distance, you can tell it's obviously somebody in a bear costume. It is hilarious.
Wow.
So if you want to see it, had like these fake claws, and they tore it up. Officials launched an investigation called Operation Bear Claw. And they looped in a biologist at the California Department of Wildlife who watched the video and told them it was clearly a human in a bear suit. The scratch marks in the car also looked weird and too evenly spaced. Turned out they used metal claws meant for shredding meat.
Oh, Lord.
And officials found the bear suit and the claws in one of their homes. Okay.
Why?
For the money. And as dumb as the plan was, they actually pulled it off twice with two other cars. Together, the fraudulent claims netted them just over $140,000.
Wow.
So did their cars have damage to begin with?
No, they just want the money, Fred. They just went in there with the claws and tried to get...
Do they fix it?
Yeah, if it's a usable car, then that's interesting.
See. Yeah, I don't know. I think they
It's a weird way to do insurance fraud.
It is my opinion. Well, I think maybe, Fred, the interior is what they damaged instead of the exterior so they could still drive it.
Okay.
Oh, disgusting.
Wow.
And let's see. Oh, well, I guess that's it. We'll wrap it up. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, you know the black dots around your car windshield?
Yes.
They are called frits. F-R-I-T-S. They're an enamel that's baked into the glass to ease the temperature transition from the black and around the edge of the clear glass so it doesn't expand and crack.
Yes.
The black band needs to be there because it blocks the UV light and protects the glue that holds the windshield into place so it doesn't pop out. Fritz are the name
of
those
Fritz.
Black dots. And that's it.
Very educational episode of Sue's News this afternoon on a Friday as we take you into the weekend. Paul Hall has all kinds of entertainment recommendations, film and otherwise, coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Cusimano coming up here with some sports. We may even touch on that big fight tonight on Netflix. But how about this, Jane? A movie about Elvis out this weekend.
Everything for his future depended on this special.
Okay, are you ready?
No, but we'll try anyway.
He's really, really nervous. He's sweating nerves.
He knew that this could be a failure and that would be it.
Well, I'm going to have to do it sooner or later, so might as well get on with it, baby.
This is on Netflix. It's called Return of the King, The Fall and Rise of Elvis Presley. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us this afternoon as we take you into the weekend. How are you, Paul?
I'm really good, Mark, and this is specifically titled The Fall and Rise because you don't pick up Elvis in the early days. You get a little glimpse of that kind of rise to being a superstar pre his days in the military, pre his days doing movies constantly. This focuses on that fall from greatness to the point where he comes out with the 1968 comeback special, which, for those who don't know the story about Elvis, that special was what relaunched him into the stratosphere with so many people. And he was just like all of us. He was totally unsure of himself. Was this going to work? Was he going to be received again? And it really goes through that special, and it talks, does a lot of looking back at the special and through the voices of people who knew him along the way. Everyone from Billy Corrigan and Bruce Springsteen to Baz Luhrmann, Conan O'Brien, and even Priscilla gets a couple words in here throughout the course of this documentary. It's absolutely fascinating, and I can't say that I was a huge Presley fan as a youth, but you have a newfound respect after seeing this effort, and that 68 comeback special was one of the legends of television when it comes to that.
So is this just a documentary, or is it episodic, several parts?
It's a documentary. You will get in and out in 90 minutes, Mark, the favorite cut type of thing we like to do, and you'll get it all in a 90-minute documentary film. And it's just
epic.
Really special from that perspective.
Return of the King, The Fall and Rise of Elvis Presley is on Netflix. How about this one? I want to hear about Hot Frosty.
My life is a mess right now.
Good things come to you when you're out in the cold, Kathy.
Clearly, you've been doing your push-ups.
You know what? You keep it.
It feels amazing.
Excuse me, can I help you? This is Jack.
I was a snowman.
That's not good.
Okay, Hot Frosty. Sounds like a chick flick, Jane.
Huh.
Chick flick? Really? You told me last week you wanted the Christmas. You were ready for it. So we bring you Hot Frosty, which premiered on Netflix this week. Lacey Charbet, who, of course, has to be in this. There's a couple different characters who are in so many different Christmas films, alongside Dustin Milligan. And you've got people like Craig Robinson. You've got people like Lauren Holly. You've got people you haven't seen in a while along the way. It's very okay. Is that good enough?
I heard there is it kind of sucks. It's not really worth watching. Sorry, that's what I heard.
It's all right, but it is exactly what the title says. It's a Frosty the Snowman that comes to life in human form, runs around naked in the town until he breaks in, gets some clothes, and falls in love with the local diner owner in Charvet. And you know, it's what it is.
No,
I'm not going to go any further than that.
Yeah, you already lost me on that one. This one I'm interested in, though. I've seen the previews. I've seen the trailer. It's called Red One.
Who's with Red? Breach!
Someone took Nick. We're going to find him.
I'm bringing in Jack O'Malley. He's probably the best tracker in the world.
What am I doing here?
Last night, Red One, also known as St. Nicholas of Myra, was abducted from the North Pole complex.
Okay, it sounds fun. Tell me it's fun, Paul.
All right, so this is, of course, when you bring an action film together to be kind of an action comedy, shall we say, with The Rock, Lucy Liu, Chris Evans, and, of course, J.K. Simmons as Nick there. You know, it's perfect for the teens. So this is one you're going to take, you know, when you come to these holiday movies, everyone gets kind of that different place to go. Hot Frosty, okay, mom's probably going to watch that outside of you. Good for her. The teens and the rest of the family are going to go see Red One. They're going to have a good time. They're going to come back home after seeing it in theaters. And then if you need the whole family to go, there's another new movie for Christmas in theaters that premiered last week called I'm now the best Christmas pageant ever, which is from the director behind the Chosen series. He came to bring this one to the screen, and it's a really family-friendly about bullying, about doing the Christmas pageant no matter what. So it doesn't matter who you are this Christmas. We've got three to start your Christmas season. Now, of course, I'm only start my Christmas season with Die Hard, so we'll go to that. But then we'll come back, and we'll go back to some of these other ones again.
Hmm. Yeah, my wife's aunt and a couple of friends of Alexa's, they went and saw the Christmas pageant last weekend at Ronnie's. They thought it was pretty good, so that's a good family film. So Red One, let me ask that, because I was thinking about checking that out, but that's not necessarily for the 9-year-old, 9.5-year-old?
Maybe. Okay. I think you'll be okay with it at that age. It's, you know, every 9-year-old's different. When you get in that age, it's probably like 8 to 13. You've got some things that might rub some the wrong way and others that won't. Remember, it's still family friendly. It's still Christmas, even though it's PG-13 on Red One. It will get to most kids.
All right, so I want to ask you about a couple things. I launched in this weekend because you were talking about it last week. Season 2 of Bad Sisters is out. I've never seen it. I watched the first 2 episodes of season 1. I'm kind of hooked right now. But I've also seen these trailers for Cross. I saw quite a bit of it last night during the football game on Amazon Prime. And that looks rather intriguing as well.
Man, this is fun. That's a fun series.
Oh, good.
Aldous Hodge plays Cross, based on the novels by James Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to follow along in kind of an episodic. They dropped all 8 of this season this week on Amazon Prime. It really is one that will grab you if you like to watch films or TV shows that delve kind of into the psychology behind killers and the mindset. And it's kind of ripped from today's headlines in such a way. So they've adapted it just enough to make it really fit now. I liked it. I found myself hooked right away.
Are they based on the book? Because I've read the books. Are they based on the books, or is it more like they're just adapting the character?
I think some of it is based on the books, and I do believe some of it is just taking the characters and putting them in new situations kind of based on what the books went down, or the roads the books went down.
My favorite part is
James Patterson's influence here, though.
I love the fact when I'm watching the trailer last night, these two cops, the guy who plays Cross and then, you know, his partner, they're so jacked. They look like, when I was in Barcelona last year, the cops, like the military, they're all jacked and said, nothing against your cops, Jane, but they don't look quite as fit on the streets of St. Louis and elsewhere as they do in Cross.
Well, I mean, and that guy is from, I don't know if you ever saw that show Leverage, which I love.
I never did.
Oh, I did. Which one great, was he?
Fabulous.
The African-American guy Alex Cross. But it's hard for me not to see Morgan Freeman kiss the girls. But I'm sure I can get over it. But I love that character. I love Alex Cross as a character.
So that was Alex Cross is the character for that Morgan Freeman played, you're saying?
Yes,
okay,
the girls.
Gosh, I guess I didn't make that connection. That's interesting. All right, Paul, the other one that I'm very curious about, I saw the trailer for this last night. Becky's been kind of interested in this, too. Apple TV Plus, I believe, Landman with Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm. Really, really good cast. Do you know much about that at this point?
I'm checking that out actually this weekend. It's going to be over on Paramount.
Oh, Paramount.
Plus,
yeah.
And it will launch next week. But I think it's Sunday or Monday that it actually premieres.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
And isn't it a Taylor Sheridan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's another one.
Yes.
So,
yes.
It should be good.
But the other one to check out is The Day of the Jackal over on Peacock. Ooh. This one just launched, and they dropped the first 5 episodes of the series every Thursday thereafter. It's going to drop a new episode through about the 19th of Ooh. December. This is, this is actually fabulous. It gets into, basically, we've seen this kind of series play out before about the Jackal character, but Eddie Redmayne is here doing TV in a series. It's premiering, starting over in Britain, and then it's also coming here through Peacock. I got to check out a good chunk of this, and it's a globetrotting type of spy thriller
that
you will enjoy.
I did finally see Twisters, and I liked it.
Oh, it was okay.
Did you? I really liked it. I was totally fine with it.
We liked it okay. It was light. We watched it with Alexa, so
and it
it's
didn't
okay.
abuse the first movie. That's what I was worried about was that it was just gonna ruin that one for me too. And I liked it. I thought it was fine. It was
it's more of an homage than a kind of it's not a sequel. It's not a direct sequel. It's not a direct reboot. But there's an homage. You'll find enough of that first Twisters film mixed in here. I had to bring it up because it's now on Peacock as well. And I know Mark went looking for it in the beginning. That other Twisters movie, you want to report back on that, Mark, at all?
I bought that damn movie where I was on iTunes, and it was like one of the 5
what?
Top movies, and it was called The Twister or something. It was,
was that?
No, it's some B-movie that everyone was buying. I'm not the only person that did that.
Okay, dude.
I am heading to the woods of Howard County right after the show to deer hunt tomorrow. However, what my deer camp is not aware of at this point, and we're going to have to, maybe there's some kids there who are going to be jealous. We might have to do this on the sly. Alexa and I have to pull out early from Harrisburg on Sunday to make it for a 2 p.m. screening of Wicked on Sunday afternoon. I'm very much looking forward. But here's what I didn't know. Maybe I missed this. This is like one of those two-parters, so only part one comes out?
Yeah, part one this year, part two next year, so don't be surprised
Did you
when
know
it
that?
Gets to the
no.
end.
And I'm kind of violated.
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I didn't know, but I'm like, why would Wicked ever have to be a two-parter?
Well, because if you go see the stage show, it's like part one and part two. Maybe are they splitting it like that? I don't know.
But you need 2 full movies?
Yeah, I know, Jane. It's a money grab is what it is. And I'm a little disappointed,
too. This week for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2, and now that one's going to be about 2 years split from when it first came out.
It's not like it's Harry Potter.
Kind of the way of the world.
I guess it is.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't like it, but we'll see. I'm very much looking forward to Wicked. And then Gladiator 2 is right on around the corner.
I'm excited
as well.
To see that.
And Moana 2. Come on. For Alex? Come on.
Yeah. I'm Moana very 2. Excited about Moana. And what's interesting about that movie is that I saw the screening of that. And I don't even know I'm pretty sure Alexa was not born when we saw Moana. And it was not one of my favorite, Disney movies. But then when Alexa came along, we started watching it all the time. I love that movie. And
daughter loved it.
That movie was as good as it was because of Lin-Manuel Miranda and the music. Yeah. And the trailer for the new Moana does not feature a lot of music. And sometimes the Disney films kind of fall flat if the music's not there. So I'm going to hope for the best on that one. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Sunday night football, Chargers.
We'll see you. Good luck with that, too. We got Cusimano on the topic of sports coming up next. Mizzou playing South Carolina. Lots of other things to cover. Michelle Tafoya coming up after the top of the hour on 97.1 FM Talk. Then my friend Gary Stromberg, who has a new podcast out about the Rumble in the Jungle back in 1974. And on the topic, I guess, of fighting, I don't know if I want to call it boxing or just fighting. Frank Cusimano is with us this afternoon. We were talking about this a little earlier. Are you going to check this thing out with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul or not?
Oh, no, there's no question. I definitely will. Yeah, I'm excited about it. He's 58 years old. He looks like he's like 35. You know, he hasn't been any good since 1991, but I just got a feeling that there's some thunder in those fists still.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess, tonight live on Netflix. Outside of that, what do you want to start with here this afternoon? Dealer's choice, Frank.
Well, I guess we should begin with Mizzou. And this is a daunting task. I mean, South Carolina has won their last 3 games by an average of 22 points. And they got an unbelievable defensive line. Mizzou's going to have a backup offensive center. We don't know about Brady Cook. I mean, I got a call earlier today. Hey, he may play. I don't know. No one knows until tomorrow afternoon. Hmm. But this is you look just the opponents that they played. They each played. And they lost to Alabama by 2. Mizzou lost to Alabama by 100. We lost to Texas A&M by 100. They beat Texas A&M. They pounded Vandy. We barely beat Vandy. But, I'll tell you what. Coach Drink has had great success against South Carolina. And not only at Mizzou, but at Appalachian State. He brought his little Appy State team in into South Carolina and won the game. They hate him so much. They want this game so bad because he kind of rubs it in a little bit. So I'm very intrigued to watch that.
I am too. You know, I don't think Brady is going to play, but I made a mistake. You know, when we were talking about this on Monday, I had not looked close enough at South Carolina and their resume. And yeah, now I'm a lot more nervous and it's unlikely they're going to get a win. But let's face it, this is the only thing to keep the CFP hopes alive is a win tomorrow and really winning out.
Oh, they have to win out, and they also have to get some help. Like, you know, some of those teams, like 8 through 12 that are ahead of Missouri, that they lose some games. So we'll see what happens. Drinks had success against South Carolina. That's all we can bank on.
Well, we've seen, look, you know, I don't want to rule it out completely because we've seen games that have been a lot closer than they should be throughout this college football season. What about the Blues this weekend, Frank?
Well,
reaction. Everyone's reaction.
A little frustrated.
Yeah. I don't want to look ahead. I want to look at what we've seen the last four games. They're a four-game losing streak, and they've just totally caved in the third period. Again last night against, you know, a Buffalo team where you finally get Brendan Saad scoring a goal, or scoring a couple goals, and they've managed to blow it in the third. Here's, you know, to sum it up, to make it really easy to understand, is their talent was slightly above average to begin the season. They've lost their best player, Robert Thomas. They've lost one of their better defensemen, Philip Broberg. Now their talent is slightly below average. Oh. And Jordan Binnington is not standing on his head. I hope they can, you know, change the direction, but it just doesn't look good right now.
Let's talk a little NFL. That was an interesting game last night. And for those of us who had fantasy implications, Sue's always asking me about my fantasy team, so I want to make sure that people know about this. And Ethan has Saquon Barkley. Thank God that there was a little action at the end of that game. But the Eagles, they look very strong right now, especially their defense. Jaden Daniels, not a whole lot of luck at all last night.
Yeah, boy, the fantasy implications are amazing. I played against Barkley, and he had 33 points. I was just cussing at the television. And Jaden Daniels, who I had, got that meaningless touchdown. That's how stupid fantasy is. The game is over, and I'm really excited because he throws this meaningless touchdown. But anyway.
But I was, too, because I had Saquon and Jaden. I needed those points.
Oh, yeah, you were loving it. Yes, absolutely. Philadelphia was 2-2. They've won 6 in a row. And I think it's there's no question the best team in the NFC is the Lions. The second best team may be the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we got a big NFL game this weekend, by the way, is Kansas City and Buffalo. And if you look at Josh Allen's stats head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes in those meetings, they're slightly better. The bottom line, as Josh Allen pointed out this week, is they beat us in the playoffs. And Josh tried to say this is another game. No, this is a huge game for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. Look, if the Chiefs get by this game, you know, they really have a shot at perfection if they don't rest the players in the final week or two.
And that is a 3:25 game against the Bills on Sunday afternoon. Frank, what do you got coming up on Sunday night?
We're going to visit with Brady Cook, hopefully after a tremendous victory, and he plays and throws 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
I like that plan a lot. By the way, my friend Chuck, who I'm playing in fantasy football, just sent me a really kind message that said, suck it, after my performance with Jaden Lewis. I take that in the kindest way possible. Frank, enjoy the weekend. Let's get a Mizzou victory tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. I have my, if you're watching the games last weekend, I got sucked in by the sidelines because I have my Mizzou Veterans Day hoodie on today, which is like camo and it's got the American flag.
That's why I can't see you.
I know that people in your party wouldn't wear it because it's got an American flag and some of us love our country. But it is pretty nice in person, looking in person, isn't it?
It's a great sweatshirt.
And despite it being a very thick hoodie, it still feels very cold in here this afternoon.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, Jane, what do you got going on?
Just hopefully chilling. And I mean, I think the fight's going to be on. So I don't know. Maybe I'll watch some Elvis or some Alex Cross.
Would you like me to text you from the deer stand tomorrow morning when I'm out there right around 5:45?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'll probably be up.
Well, you probably will be because I don't think you ever sleep. And
no.
We've mentioned, Paul Hall mentioned about 8 new shows. You'll have 7 of them done by probably tomorrow night.
Where are you with Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, okay. I think we're on episode 6 now. We watched the Norbert Leo Butz shows up as Belichick in episode 4. Yeah. Very little. He's just at the end of the episode. I watched episode 5, so we're only through episode 5. But I think it's pretty good. Here's the deal, though. I talked about this yesterday. I'm locked out of Netflix right now. Most of the social media and the streaming accounts we have are through my email and my name. Becky had the Netflix account, and we just can't get back in. It's weird.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm about ready to cancel it. Well, not banned, but we just can't figure out a way.
I hate that.
Did either of your sons know the password at one point and try to get in, do you think?
I don't know, because I don't think it's that. But it's bizarre, because all you have to do is go through the process, hey, you know, new password, but it's not sending the email confirmation.
Because it can't.
Right. I blame my wife. I think it's something that she's not doing right. She's out of town right now because she already headed up to Howard County for deer camp. So I'm just going to put it on her. But it's frustrating because I keep saying, should we just cancel it and then I set up an account?
Yes.
Do you have a price lock or it doesn't matter?
I don't know. I don't know that. But it's frustrating because I can't watch things right now. Jane, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy the Elvis special. Absolutely. We'll talk next Friday, the 22nd.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.